While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. As we reach the end of the liturgical year, the Word of God today speaks to us about the end times. Overwhelmed by the horrific description of events such as destruction, wars, revolutions, fights, earthquakes, plagues, famines, and fearful sights, we might forget to hear the real words of Jesus: "Do not be afraid, but the end is not so soon." Most human beings are naturally pessimistic. Psychologists say our brain is hardwired to detect danger more quickly than to pursue opportunities. As hunter-gatherers, our foreparents had to have a sensitive antenna for danger detection on high alert. It was more important to detect an approaching threat even before perceiving a source of food. And we have all inherited some of those genes from our parents. Pessimist and critical people are necessary for the survival of a group. But if we have too many of them around, don't expect too much of creativity and spontaneity in the group. And if a group lacks creativity, eventually it will die of its own over-exaggerated instinct for protection. So, is the world getting worse, supposedly predicting the end of the world? This entropy law can be understood in two related ways. One, left to themselves, things degrade. The second, the level of usable energy in the universe is on the decline. One implication of this is that the sun, the source of energy in our solar system, could one day die out. It could become a dark planet. Of course, in the light of the climate chaos that we are discussing these days, overuse of energy without alternative sources of energy, our planet could become bereft of life. When is this going to happen? Meanwhile, there is ample evidence that suggests that the world of human beings is getting only better. life expectancy is globally increasing thanks to our improved health care and access to food. Infant mortality is coming down. The body of human knowledge is fast expanding and more people are being educated. Human societies are getting better organized, more united, becoming more fair and just. So, what is all this end about? The gospel text of today begins with the comments of Jesus about the temple. When some were talking about the temple, remarking how it was adorned with fine stonework and votive offerings, he said, "All these things you are staring at now, the time will come when not a single stone will be left on another. Everything will be destroyed." The implication of this is that my own faith and confidence in salvation should not be based on anything external, any temple of the Jews and the Christians, structures and institutions. Jesus told the Samaritan woman, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. But the hour is coming, indeed, is already here, when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth." Simply put, my salvation is here and now. In the experience of God, in the person of Jesus, this will be the end of our own struggle with evil. On account of the experience of God in Jesus, through our cooperation with the grace of God, through the choices that individuals make in their lives, through the conversion of hearts, the presence of evil in the world will come to a total end. This is affirmed by the first reading of today. The day is coming now, burning like a furnace, and all the arrogant and evildoers will be like stubble. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will shine out with healing in its rays. These lines are also consistent with the symbol of fire associated with the last judgment in the Gospels. Fire purifies. The reign of evil is the result of the collective individual choices towards evil. Hence, when individuals deal with their tendency towards evil through the experience of God in Jesus, the reign of collective evil will end. Therefore, do not be afraid. When will this happen? Jesus does not commit himself to a specific time. Eternity is not calculated in terms of duration. Because God is eternal, eternity is here, now and ever. So there is no need to stop fulfilling our daily duties as some Christians in Thessalonica were doing. They had stopped working, waiting for the end of the world and preaching the same to others, confusing them and causing a lot of disturbances. Paul had to intervene and warn them in very strong words. He said, "In the Lord Jesus Christ, we urge and call on people of this kind to go on quietly working and earning the food that they eat. With His grace, we can continue to overcome the tendency towards evil in our own selves. The world is becoming and will become a better place."